If you've been following along and have never joined a design bootcamp, I'm going to encourage you to sign up. It's 5 hours of workshops and we have live versions going on often so you can come and ask questions. Go to www.designsuitecourses.com/designbootcamp. Welcome to the Make and Design Podcast. I'm your host, Karina Gardner. On this podcast, we're unraveling the everyday joys and dilemmas of design, making, and business. For makers who want to be designers and for designers who are makers, this is your inside scoop to help you grow your business and bring more creativity to your life. Hey guys, thanks for joining me. You know what is so funny, because I've been doing this podcast and YouTube channel for a while now, is that my nemesis for getting these done is actually the animals at my house. In fact, like right before this, I had to kick the cat out and kick the dog out of this room to get them downstairs so they would leave me alone. I've got the kids well trained. They're not walking in and out of every episode, but the dog and the cats, it's like they can't help themselves. If I am in here trying to do something, they are like ready to jump in. Okay, sorry, that was an aside, just because holy cow, there have been a couple of episodes I've tried to do here for you guys where I've just been like, seriously, I should have a bloopers reel, because everyone would laugh at the number of times like the cat comes in. Boo is our main cat. We have two cats, one that no one ever sees. But Boo, if you've ever been on my Instagram feed, Boo just like, she just wants to be in every shot. she just wants to be the star of her own YouTube channel. I love it. Okay, today we're going to talk about the past mistakes I wish I had not done, and or things that I wish I had done, and these are past mistakes that, you know, I'm slowly and surely trying to correct. But if you're a new designer, I think there are always things you will regret a little bit. It's just hard not to, because you're trying your best as you're trying to build your business, figure out how to build this design thing as you go, and things are different now than they were 15 years ago when I was starting. It just, the whole platform, the way things work, social media, it was just so different. But I wish I had jumped in faster on a few things, and I think that it would have propelled me faster. So if you're in that space and you're just like, what do I need to do to go faster, Karina? I am here to tell you some of my past mistakes, but I also tell you maybe a few things I did right that probably helped me more than other designers. Okay. I'm going to start with something I did do right. And this is why it's not on my past mistakes list, is that I designed every day. And I tell you guys that over and over and over again on Instagram, on the podcast. And I feel like, I'm not sure if people believe me when I tell them I designed every single day. And by doing so, I produced more than so many other designers. And if you are not doing that, that is a mistake you need to correct as quick as you can, okay? So that's why it's not on my list. I do have some notes here, because I just wanna make sure I hit all these things. So the number one thing I think I wish I had done is build my brand a little bit earlier. I became very, and I'm still very reliant on all of my designs being on platforms that have their own audience building, you know, mechanisms. So I haven't had to worry about building a brand. It didn't even occur to me, really. And now when I teach Design Suite, we have a timeline, a number of products before I really want you to start building a brand. But I do talk about it because it's the one thing that I think I made the mistake on. Now, should I have been building the brand in the first year? No, I think I did that one right. But should I have been building it in the second year? Probably. I probably should have started building a brand in the second year. And I probably should have started building it after I hit a certain number of products. And I really regret that, because now in my design business, I'm not worried about the money from my design business. That has been just going. It's been great. But now as I've been teaching this design program, I've recognized that a lot of people have no idea who I am. And they have no idea that I've made all of this money, or that I was a creative director, or that I have a PhD, because I haven't spent time building my brand. And so that is something, if you are past a certain point and you've gotten to the point where you really do design every day, you're submitting, you have a certain number of shops and all that, my advice to you is to not make the same mistake I did and spend more time on your brand and let people get to know you. I think that has always been something that scared me, something that I didn't feel like I needed, because I felt like my design work proved itself, right? Like I could just do the design work and everybody would be fine with that and that would be enough. And we've kind of entered an age where people want to know you and want to understand what you're really all about. So there you go with that. Okay, the second thing that I wish I'd done is I really wish I'd had the confidence and kind of enough of the early innovator in me. I don't think I'm a super early innovator, but I wish I had had enough of that in me to have gotten on video earlier and more consistently. Very, very early on, I did a few little videos, like when we started Cartabella, but I would just do a video once a month, tops, and not always once a month. And I always felt like it had to be super special. And instead, I wish I had just gotten on video and just done it. Talked to you guys about my designs, showed you what I was up to. Because now it makes me really sad that I can't go back and show people that journey. That there was a time that designing was my entire life and that it was hard sometimes and I was coming up with new products all the time. I wish I had documented that journey in video, because it just would have been a much more authentic experience for you to see me designing as I went. But nobody's done that. I don't know if anyone has done that. And talked really about like what that looked like and then become extremely successful. I think there are a lot of designers out there who've documented their journey and then they're kind of like at, you know, $50,000, $80,000 a year. And like, they're kind of, that's where they are doing their thing. I think there aren't very many of us that have made multiple six figures a year who really documented our journey. We did a lot of education. And you guys have seen that there's tons of education and I have block of the month and I'm showing people how to use my products. And that I think was really good. I'm glad I did some of that, but I could have done more. I wish I had done more. So I feel like I'm making up for last time. So those of you who are on the podcast, you know I'm on the podcast 3 times a week, okay? That's making up for lost time. If you're on the YouTube channel, which you should be, youtube.com/Karina Gardner, you know we try to put out about 5 videos a week, sometimes more, sometimes a little bit less, but generally about 5 videos a week, and they are Ink Club videos for our Ink Club membership, which is our current big SVG bundle that we do every single month. And putting out less quilting videos. I'm showing less and less quilting and sewing just simply because they take so much time. But you can watch that I have lots of sewing videos. In fact, we give away most of those patterns for free. And they're just on our VIP group because I made them. I was showing people how to use the fabric. And so we just give away a lot of those patterns for free and on our VIP group. And that VIP group is free to join. So it's kind of crazy. You can just go to KarinaGardner.com to do that. So I wish I'd spent more time in video. That's the other thing. So those of you who are kind of early on, just start getting in your head that maybe video is a great way to go because you can do the education piece, but also you can allow people to get to know you, especially in your brand as well. Okay, so those are a couple of things that I wish I had done. The last thing, this is a good one. I wish I had built more of my digital shop sooner. Those of you who've come to a boot camp, you know that or those of you in Design Suite know that digital is my bread and butter. And very often, everyone at Design Suite hear me and Suite say, okay, how do we make another 100,000? Like, how do we, and most people are thinking like, how do I make an extra $100 a month? Or how do I make an extra $500 a month? That's not the way Suite and I think. We're like, how do you make an extra 100,000? Like that's the difference in where you're at, because you're trying to build extra $100,000, right? In digital business. I'm not talking about my design program. I'm talking about my digital design business or even in my contract business. Like, how are ways that we can make more money so that we can build up that design field even more? And I wish that I was very careful those of you who know me or like I'm writing a book right now, we're going to talk about, I talk about, you know, going all in on one thing. I still very much believe it. I think it's the way to get started, but I wish that I had figured out earlier on that if I had a little bit of help, like if I had had a VA or if I had someone who was helping me upload or fix files really quickly, that I could have moved faster. I could have even done faster. I did it all by myself for the first 13 years, all by myself. Except for when I owned a company, like Miniloo, when I owned that company, we had employees in that. Cartabella, when we started that company with Echo Park, that had designers who worked for me. But like in my own design business, it was really always just me. And it took me starting Design Suite for me to realize, wait, Karina, you could get so much more design work out there if you just had a little help, not with the design work. I was doing the design work, but if like you could get a little help in uploading or formatting things or building zip files, right? And I wish I had thought a little bit more about that. So those are just some insights into some of the mistakes I think I've made, things I wish I had done sooner, things that I'm still kind of figuring out now, and I'm not definitely not perfect at, but things that maybe you should be thinking about as you are building your design business. Hopefully you enjoyed this. And I know we are into the holiday season right now, and I hope you are having a wonderful time with your family and friends, and that design is a wonderful either new or ongoing part of your life. I'm just grateful that you came and hung out with me for part of it.
Hey, did you know that you can visit me at makeanddesign.com to learn more about this podcast and join my VIP group for weekly freebies? I can't wait to see you there.